Usually bustling with shoppers, markets in New Delhi emptied as the weekend curfew started. Most of the capital shut down as the number of daily COVID-19 infections reached a seven-month high. The new curbs followed the city imposing a night curfew as well as closing schools, gyms and cinemas a few weeks ago.
I am more scared of the lockdown because we can't leave our homes. For students like me, who recently graduated, it's been very difficult to get a job. People who have recently lost their job are also looking for jobs, but in vain. It's very frustrating.
As infections surge nationwide, other states have tightened restrictions. Karnataka, in southern India, is imposing a curfew for the next two weekends, and Sunday lockdowns are planned in Tamil Nadu. Maharashtra, which is India's hardest hit state, will have a night curfew. Schools and colleges have already been closed for a month, as have gyms and salons.
Cases have been doubling every 2 to 3 days. Such a rapid surge in coronavirus is concerning. People are getting infected even when they come in contact with patients for a short time.
In a further effort to stop the infection spread, election organizers have suspended rallies and restricted public meetings, as well as door-to-door campaigns for a week. Hundreds of millions of Indians are due to vote in state elections next month, and mass gatherings like these have been heavily criticized for violating COVID-19 protocol.
And in fact, even for the second wave, I don't think it was the lockdowns that prevented infections. On the contrary, it was the mass gatherings that actually exacerbated the infections. So you don't need to have lockdowns, you just need to not have mass gatherings.
The government has tightened rules for international arrivals. They now have to quarantine at home for a week. That follows hundreds of passengers from Italy testing positive at an airport in northern India.
With relatively few patients in hospital, particularly among the inoculated, the vaccination drive is being increased, with total jabs crossing 1.5 billion this week. On top of that, healthcare workers and those above 60 with underlying health conditions will start getting the booster shots on Monday. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.